So tonight we're going to do something a little different.
I said, Lord, what do you want tonight? And you reminded me of the meditation from last night that I had with him. If you want to go to Psalms 8, be my guest. I'll be reading from the Amplified. I'm struck that if we listen to any teaching or preaching or tapes and books, there's so many different media available to us now for input. And we get caught up in knowledge, that's just the soul. And we get caught up and we hear, someone's too far in the message and you've lost sight of Jesus. You're no longer where he would have us to be. So when he said Psalm 8, I said, okay, how does this relate to communion? Sorry, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic and glorious is your name in all the earth. Why is that? It's because when he gave his body for us and his blood, Father God set him above everybody else, every name. There's no name in all of creation higher than Jesus. His name is majestic. It's excellent. It's glorious. You have set your glory above the heavens. When he created the heavens and the earth, he created the earth first. It was his pearl. It was his joy. It was his firstborn in the creation. And he put the stars and the heavenlies all around it. And last night I could see him just going like this with his fingers, putting the stars up and naming each one and numbering each one for all the heavenlies all around us. He has set his glory above the heavens. He has also put his glory on the earth. Look around. We are his glory. Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes. Can God meet power with power? Absolutely. But he chooses, because of his power, to use the babes, the infants. What does that indicate? It's just pure trust. Your trust that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, and there he is just putting stars. Should I put that one there or this one over here? This constellation we call this. And when you research some of those names, it's amazing what the original names mean. When I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained and established, that ordained and established is placing them one by one and naming them and numbering them. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of earth-born man that you care for him? I came to this, and I found that as a challenge. What is man that you're mindful of him? The truth is that he's mindful of man because he established man to be a companion for him. He's making us into his bride. But the reality came in, and this is part of other things happening in my life. I used to have a very bad temper, and my father always said, well, I'm German, so... So of course I have a temper, and kind of just excused it because of that. And what the Lord was saying to me was, there's more of my DNA, Father's DNA in me, than German DNA. Because he gave us his DNA. So what is man that you are mindful of him? It's because he has made. How has that happened? How has he given us his DNA? His body. And his blood.
is the only way that we can be righteous before Father. When Father looks at me, he doesn't see anything I've done. He sees his son's blood. So as we celebrate this, it's so much more than a ritual or tradition. It's so much more than doctrine, because doctrine frequently is not truth. I think we all have been around religious experiences long enough to know that doctrine and truth can be very different things. He's mindful of us because he chose to die on the cross, sacrifice his body, pour out his blood. It doesn't say that his blood trickled out. It poured out. And last night, as I start to understand more and more of who we are and who I am in him, I have much greater realization of our responsibility and relationship to Earth. It's just not a floating piece of rock. He created it. And I was asking, how is it that the blood of the Creator would be shed by the created and then ask the earth to absorb it? Can you imagine? Imagine being the earth and his blood's pouring on you and you're being asked to absorb that. And he corrected me and said, I presented my blood. When Christ ascended to the throne, he presented his blood to the Father. So something happened where the earth wasn't required to absorb it because he brought his blood to the Father, presented it to him. He said, here is the proof of full atonement. Yet you have made him a little lower than God, or heavenly beings, some translations say angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Is that our glory and honor? That's his glory and honor. Where does that come from? We're looking at it. We try to make this, you know, sometimes communion is so much, and it's just very straightforward. He loved us so much that he was willing to go to the cross. On the way to the cross, he was scourged. His beard was plucked out. His back was open, cat of nine tails, to the bone. The word says that the semblance of man was no longer there. You couldn't even tell he was a man because of how destroyed the body. So the body, his body, we are healed by his stripes. By his stripes we are healed. And it's more than just for a particular illness or disease. It's for the lack of wholeness. It's for Bob. It's for every single physical, psychological, mental, soulish, every issue we can have that is not the wholeness that he wants for us. His stripes were there. And by his stripes, Bob is healed.
Amen.
Amen.
By his stripes, Kim is healed. Pastor.
Amen.
By his stripes, we are healed. We think that means just, again, physical healing, but it's so much more. Psychological. It's bring it back to wholeness. And I still have this image of walking through the garden, Adam, in the evening of the day, the cool of the day, just having a communication, just having a nice conversation with his Creator. And I understand that the Holy Spirit is inside us now. So that communication should be ongoing continually. Mm-hmm. But very often I have been too busy to listen. And the enemy knows how to get us all worked up so we can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the solution? Childlike, infant-like faith. You have crowned him with glory and honor. It just blows me away. It really does. You know? I say, Lord, how can you crown me with glory and honor? Do you know who I am? Yes, you're my son. Okay. I have nothing to come back with that. But thank you. Thank you for loving me.
You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. And last verse, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. Psalm 9:1 says, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth, I will recount and tell about, and tell aloud all your marvelous works and wonderful deeds. And that brings us to his body and his blood. His body was broken for us. The stripes that he endured, we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. But then, and this is an ongoing process for me, it's more than that. They spat on him. They scourged him. They rebuked him. They verbally abused him. They physically abused him. They tore his muscle and his sinew out. Each of those things is a different level of healing. I'm convinced that every single person in this room is in line. If we saw how we were and how we are, we want that healing. We need that healing.
Amen.
Because we may be saved, but we are not yet whole. We are not yet to the fullness of how Father would have us to be. As I was cutting the bread, I was instructed to not cut it all the way through. But the last part, as you can see, was torn apart. It was torn apart in recognition of what the Lord did for us. Now, I remember years ago, we were in a church in another state, and before we could take communion, we had to line up by families, and the father had to be first, and the mother behind, and then each of the children by age. And I agree, God is the God of order. But I also understand, and like some people have asked me about this, is I recognize that Anne is a son of God. The son of God doesn't matter if you're male or female, because he gave you his inheritance, and therefore you're a son. And I see God in her. So I have to respect that. And therefore, you'll notice if you watch us as a couple, when we take communion very often, we are feeding each other. And that is not husband to wife or wife to husband, it is son to son. It is a son of God to a son of God. So we would first take this even before leadership of country, etc., in honor of the 25th anniversary. I would ask, Lord, that all those sweethearts that are out there that are not fully with their other half, because of physical, psychological, mental separation, because of relationship or distance, Lord, all of those that know you and call upon your name, we ask that you calm their hearts, that you make up for what the absence and the void that's there. So we take this communion in their place now. For all those that are spouses of those that are in prison. Okay? Again, whether it be with bars or without bars. And even with the dream, we saw there's prisons that have no bars, other than medical. we're supposed to do, you both of these. One at the bottom, okay, standing in the gap and standing as proxy for those. Thank you, Jesus. We take this now for those that are in our government, that are in any place of leadership, whether it be civil government, religious government, business government. God has put them there for a purpose. And for those that call upon God, upon Jesus as their Savior, we are standing in the gap for them. We take this on behalf of them, honoring what God has called them to, even as he honors what he has called us to.
Amen.
And this we're taking for Pastor Kim. You know, we are truly blessed.
Amen.
We are rich beyond what most people can see. And a lot of that, even as Christ laid down his life, his body, his blood, Pastor Kim has passed those trials that we are called upon to do. And laying down your will is very often the most difficult thing to do. You know, I've said to Anne a number of times, it's easier to die for God than it is to live for God. And it's that daily, you know. So, calling Pastor Kim, how are you? Well, I am being victorious over the symptoms. He's making the faith claim. He's there, he's standing for us, and he's not just saying, you know, put the phone on park and I'll, you know, come back in a week. He's there, he's active, and he's active as a warrior in the battle of faith. And we are truly blessed.
Amen.
Is this being recorded?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just delete that part.
Thank you, Lord, Pastor Kim. Lord, we take your body and your blood now. And we take it on behalf of Pastor Kim and Irene, Lord God.
Yes, thank you.
Father, you sent your son to the cross. His body was ripped apart. His blood was poured out. Your word says that by his stripes we are healed. And so now, as sons of God, we command every germ, every virus, everything that tries to damage or hurt anyone in this body of Christ. You are an intruder, and we call you by name. Be gone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will not court your lies. We will not bow to your promises. We will serve the truth, the living Son of God. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
So, Jesus brought his disciples together, brought his apostles together, and gave them power and authority to cast out, or gave them power and authority over every devil and every disease.
Amen.
Luke 9.
That's right.
And then he sent them out to do their job. So that is what we're declaring.
Amen.
Declaring healing for each one.
And they came back and said, even the demons obey us. You know, why would... Another time. Sorry. Thank you, Lord. You may wonder how long is it going on for, but this is the last one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I lift up. As a father, I lift up the fathers of families. As a son, I lift up the sons and families, both spiritual and in the flesh. I lift up all those, Lord God, that call upon your name. I ask that your glory would be revealed to them. I ask that the seriousness of what we're truly dealing with for eternity be made laid open and clear. I thank you that this is your body, broken for us. This is your blood poured out for us for the remission of sins. And your word says, for many. And I thank you that I am, and is, one of many. And as you come up, if you want to share that, thank the Lord. Thank Father that you are one of the many that have been redeemed because of the blood of the Lamb. Ha-ha-shana, thank you. Table's open.
Thank you. Thank you.